on the farm. Are there different types of trucks? You mentioned some of the other types of large machinery.
Oh, most trucks are that's used on ranches or farms are either pickups or flatbeds. And when I say a flatbed, that means a box that's probably 8 feet wide and might be anywhere from 12 to 18 feet long. A good many of them will have a hoist on it to raise the front end or run the grain out the back end. And they'll have sideboards you could put on for grain to haul grain in. Most of them will have, if there's any livestock involved, there'll be another set of sideboards that they could put on there to haul cattle in. It's a dual purpose thing.
Now, you have trucks, but what's another type of vehicle that maybe you drive to town in? If it weren't a truck,
car.
Okay. And you have other different types of guns you keep around here?
Oh, yeah. You have, well, a 30-30 or a 307 is a gun that you would hunt deer or elk with. Probably got a shotgun of some caliber.
Okay,
and a 22.
Pistols?
No pistols here.
Okay. You just need those in the city.
Well, quite a few people do have them, but we don't have any.
Okay. But what would you call a small gun like that?
A pistol or a handgun.
Okay. For example, if you were saying, what are the things you load in a gun?
Cartridges.
Okay. All right. Any other name for that?
Shells.
Okay. All right. Now we get to some animals, and once again, I'm running a little behind. Okay. We've talked about animal pens before. The pens you put the animals
in.
Okay. And you put your chickens in a
coop or chicken house.
Okay. What do animals eat out of? Like pigs eat out of a
trough.
Okay. And
or feeder.
And beer, if it doesn't come in cans, it comes in these huge
barrels.
Okay. And nails come in
kegs.
Okay. And something you a slop bucket, or do you have any terms for slop bucket other than that?
No, I guess not.
A male cow is a
bull.
And if it's not a bull, it's a
cow, heifer.
Okay. And a baby cow?
Calf or yearling.
Now, has there ever been a time when people have used a term, for example, around women, when they're referring to a bull, they've used a polite term.
A gentleman cow.
They say gentleman cow?
Yeah, I've heard.
are there any others besides gentleman cow?
That's all I think of.
That's a great one.
That's been a while back.
When did people start being able to say the term bull?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's all part of the being, well, not liberated is what I'm trying to think of, but it's part of being frank or saying it the way it is. I don't know where that started.
What is a male sheep?
A buck, ram.
Okay, and a female?
You.
All right. Are there types of fowl around here, the wild
roost
fowl?
Oh, well, we do have some pheasants, not many. We do have some quail once in a while, not very often.
But not much of anything else?
No. There's not enough feed around for them, and too much barren, too much grassland for that type of